All right, we'll come back to order. Mr. Bender, who is your witness?
I only know him by Gus. Gus?
Gus Benninger.
Okay.
What's the last name?
It's Gus Benninger.
Benninger?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm over construction here for EOG and Stanley.
Okay, would you sign the sign-in sheet, please? And please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth under the pains and penalties of perjury?
Yes, I do.
Were you in the courtroom when I instructed witnesses as to penalties for perjury?
Yes, I was.
All right, thank you. Please have a seat by Mr. Bender.
Gus, would you state your full name for the record, please?
It's Gus Clarence Benninger.
And by whom are you employed and what capacity?
EOG, and I'm a construction superintendent here in Stanley, North Dakota.
Tell us a little bit about what your job responsibilities are as a construction superintendent.
Basically to direct the contractor to instruct the pipeline and to oversee the quality of the pipeline and the work being done, and to oversee the documentation that is required with the pipelines.
And have you had any work experience with building pipelines in the state of North Dakota?
Yes, I have.
And tell us a little bit about the pipelines you may have constructed since you've been here.
Well, I've been here roughly a year and 5 months, and I think we put in roughly over 120 miles since I've been here.
Okay. Were you pipeline. Involved in the Prairie Rose pipeline?
Yes, I was.
Okay. A couple questions have been raised that previous witnesses were unable to respond to. The first question, well, I shouldn't say the first, but one of the questions had to do with the weighting down of pipe if you're crossing wetlands. Can you address how Hawthorne will handle those issues with respect to the proposed pipeline?
Yeah, with this pipe that we're putting in, this 8-inch 250 wall pipe, it'd be negative buoyancy, so this pipe cannot float. So we won't have a problem with that.
Okay. And then there was another question with respect to crossing of Highway 2. Can you explain for us how that crossing is going to take place to make sure that there's not going to be any damage to the highway?
Yeah, I can't remember all the bore lengths, so I apologize for that. But Highway 2 is, I think, 720 feet length, that bore is. And what we do is entering the bore will be 800 degree circumference, or 800 foot circumference would be the minimum we can enter at. And that's all determined because of this, not to stress the pipe. And then once it enters, it will go 20 foot in depth and carry along and then exit back out at the same angle.
So in other words, you have to have a certain amount of setback from the highway before you enter and a certain amount of setback from the highway when you exit. Is that correct?
It's rough. It's usually roughly about 100 feet.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for the witness.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Fawn, Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, do you have a question?
Mr. Fawn does.
Mr. Fawn?
Obviously more than one, too.
Yeah, I do. The if you need approximately 500 feet on either side of Highway 2, it looks like that won't quite reach the banks of the Little Knife River there, which I heard earlier were hardly distinguishable, but they show on the map.
No, I think 720 feet, that's what I've...
720 feet?
That's the bore would be, yes.
Would that be on each side of the highway or just not total?
It'd be total bore length. Okay, that's so what's, you know, I mean, what we did on this project, or we're using a typical bore profile, and it needs to be a little longer, it can, but the entrances and exits will be the same. As far as your degrees, we may carry that pipe a little further if we need to. And the depth of those bores will be 20 feet.
So, and that bore would not continue under the railroad?
No, the railroad would be a separate bore because the railroad, all railroads it seems like, they just require us to case pipe versus just what we call a slick bore, which is we bore that pipe in using bentonite or mud basically to keep it slippery and carry the material out. The railroad, they require us to do that under their permits to put casing in. And then the casing, what we've got to do is we'll use a casing, a 12-inch casing, and then there'll be centralizers, and our carry pipe will go through that, our 8-inch pipe will go through that being centralized, and it will put boots on each end with vents so you can inspect the pipe. That's the difference in those bores.
Okay, now the depth of the pipeline, I read somewhere in the application that the depth of the pipeline was going to conform with DOT pipeline safety standards, but I think the commission's requirements are a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you seen the commission's requirements?
Yes, we're going to, this pipeline will be buried at 4 foot top to pipe, 48 inches top to pipe.
Okay, and then we also have a requirement of 72 inches across undeveloped section lines.
That was something I would be honest with you, I was not aware of. They're going to visit with you a little later about that. I guess there's, if you want to go ahead.
I don't think there are any undeveloped section lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no other questions.
No other questions? Thank you. Commissioners, Commissioner Kramer.
You know, just a clarifying one, I think, when we talk about boring, boring to me, and so this is maybe mainly to clarify my own brain, but boring for me usually means that more of a straight, you know, bore, maybe there's a hole dug on each side or something. And what you described is more like a what I've come to know as a horizontal directional drill. Would that be more
accurate?
It's
a directional drill.
It's a directional drill, okay.
Yeah, those long ones will use directional. Pretty much it's the same. We use the same machine throughout the whole pipe. We use a directional drill machine. So it will directional drill. We'll start in, and we'll come back and dig our bell holes and lay our pipe in.
And then pull it through.
Yeah,
all right. I have nothing further. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other? Commissioner Call?
Just to have a man of your experience to ask a couple questions here. What about workforce? Just out of curiosity, you've been working up here over a year. Do you get enough people to do the work you need? Are the contractors performing the way you want? I mean, is there one or two things that has happened that maybe you weren't expecting? Because we hear so much about not having enough workers and about things like that because there's so much development going on. I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on that.
I think they pay well, to be honest with you. So we haven't really had a lack of people, you know, that would be out to work. And then it seems like, you know, there was a boom here in the past, and there's still some experience in the area. It's really helped. So we really haven't had too many issues, to be honest with you.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from commissioners? Mr. Bender, any redirect?
No redirect, Your Honor.
Any other questions, Mr. Fahn?
Just one. Was there anybody that was going to talk to us about the best management practices?
Oh, that's right. We have that issue.
I can address it. Your BMPs, your best management practices. We are typically, there's two things we do. I mean, we'll do pre-BMPs, which a lot of it is prior to coming through with the pipeline. We'll come through and put berming up, dirt berms, whatever we need to do, or what we call wattles. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They look like giant tubes of straw. And we'll put those down prior to doing any dirt work at all. So if we do get a hard rain or any runoff, it'll catch up. After we went through and there's a couple of things that actually enter into BMPs. We segregate the soil, and that's a type of BMP, really. We'll take our topsoil, minimum 6 inches, and lay to one side, and our subsoil to the other side under our ditches. So our vegetation will come back quicker. That's one type of BMP we use. And then our post BMPs, which is, we use several things. We use straw bales, we use those wattles I spoke of, we use matting on real steep hills if needed. Again, we use earthen berms thank you mounds, whatever you want to call them, different parts of the country call them different things. We use that type of things. And then also we got a third party company that, they'll come out and they inspect them. They got to be inspected every 15 days during construction and 30 days once, you know, they've been seeded and vegetation's back. Or if we get a hard rainfall, they've got to be re-inspected. And we keep documentation, all that on site. And this has to continue until 70% growth of the vegetation back.
So is the BMP a written document, a written plan?
Yes, it is. It is. We've got a stormwater plan. It actually shows, you know, everything, how they would be installed, and actually a lot of it where they would be installed even prior to construction.
I can ask. Is it Is that on file with the health department, that BMP?
I don't know if the health department, I don't believe the health department.
I'm referring to this exhibit six, which is the North Dakota.
Maybe it does get filed. I mean, so we use a third party person to maintain and launch and document all the.
I guess the letter doesn't actually say that it's filed there. It says that.
I'm not aware of it. I'm going to be honest. I'm not aware of it going to the health department.
Okay. You also mentioned 6 inches of topsoil removal.
Yes.
One of the conditions the commission usually asks for confirmation on from the company is at least 12 inches of topsoil be removed or topsoil to the depth of cultivation, whichever is greater.
Well, the reason I said six is because there's areas where there's not 12 inches of topsoil. And what we've run into the past sometimes, if you start bringing subsoil up, you're better off just to stop and keep that black material versus to mix the clay in with it.
So you probably couldn't, I mean, we probably wouldn't want you to agree to this, the condition that we usually require.
I mean, it's kind of something you got to make a little call on the ground because this topsoil out here varies a lot. Depth.
Mm-hmm. What is the minimum, do you think?
I think 6 inches is about minimum. We've seen three. And, you know, I've seen a little bit less now, but that's kind of what we've been. We typically take more than six if it's there, but I mean, just six is the minimum we try to stay with to get coverage.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's all.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions?
None.
Thank you. Mr. Bender, anything further?
Your Honor, I don't have any further witnesses we intend to call. We would like the opportunity to file two late filed exhibits. One would be the certification that Mr. Fawn previously referenced. And the reason for not filing it today is, one, we wanted to take some time to go through it very carefully for some of the reasons that Mr. Fawn pointed out and probably make some tweaks here and there. The other reason
Which exhibit is that?
It's going to be, we're requesting it to be a late filed exhibit,
right.
And it's the certification. Of what's it actually called, Pat? I don't have it in front of me.
It's called a certification relating to order provisions for pipeline siting.
We'd request that be late filed exhibit 8. And then in addition to that, Your Honor, we'll want to file filed exhibit 9, which would be the tree and shrub mitigation proposal. And same reason, Your Honor, for filing that late. Want to spend a little time going through it, making sure that it's acceptable to the company, and then submit it as a late filed exhibit.
Any objections?
No, that's fine.
All right, we'll receive two late filed exhibits, 8 and 9.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Nothing further? It's my understanding that the commission will want the applicant to submit proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law and a proposed order for consideration of the commission.
Yes, Your Honor, we'll put that together. Obviously, we can't complete that until we finish late filed exhibit 8 and 9.
Thank you. All right. Are you prepared at this time to make brief closing arguments?
Your Honor, I don't think closing arguments are necessary, other than to try to impress upon the commission, if they have not already been impressed upon the fact that it's very important that we try to get this order very quickly. And I know that somewhat lies in my hands in getting late filed exhibit 8 and 9 to the commission and preparing a proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and an order. And we plan on getting that submitted to the commission very, very shortly.
Is there anything else before we proceed? I'll ask the commissioners for some closing comments, but is there anything else before we proceed to that? Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
Ms. Jeff Fotsackle?
Nothing, thanks.
At this time then, I'm going to ask commissioners whether they have any closing comments, beginning with Commission Chairman Kramer.
Well, just thank you, I guess, and we will act as quickly as is possible, feasible, and responsible once we get your final documents and proposed findings. And are sensitive to the urgency of this moment, at the same time want to impress upon the companies, and really all the companies doing business, our docket's getting full with a lot of urgent requests. And we like that. We like what's going on in North Dakota. So we want to be responsive to that in a responsible way. So you know that while we take very seriously our charge to be diligent, we also understand what's going on in this part of the state and the needs of the country, quite frankly, and want to be responsible. So, but thank you for a good hearing.
Thank you, Commissioner Clark.
I just second those sentiments of Kevin, and thank everyone for a good hearing here today. Thanks.
Commissioner Kalk.
Same thing, third guy always gets to repeat, right? But no, thank you so much for the hearing, and also, you know, the work that you're doing up here is very important, and the biggest thing that I heard today was the number of trucks you're gonna pull off the road. So I'm very eager to get this in front of us to make the right decision. But also, too, if I could ask you to pass along to your folks driving the trucks, just until we get this thing built, keep an eye on the roads. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Is there anything else to bring to the attention of the commission today? All right, if there's nothing else, I'm going to close this hearing, noting that the time is 1:40 p.m. Central Time. This hearing is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.